This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Taking Stock powered by Money Control. Well, my name is Shatajananda and today I'm going to take you through all the factors as well as stocks which move the markets on Friday, that is 12th of June. Well, from a freaky Friday, it turned out to be a fabulous one as bears took a U-turn. In fact, Sensex recovered more than 1,400 points from the lows and closed in the green, while the Nifty 50 also reclaimed 9,900 levels towards the close. Now, if you look at the final tally on D Street, then Sensex rose by 242 points to close at 33,780, while the Nifty 50 ended 70 points up at 9,972. While the strong opening of European markets gave bulls the confidence to push bears out of D Street, top index weights such as RIL, HDFC Bank, M&M, Bajaj Finance led the rally. Sectorally, the action was seen in auto, energy, telecom, consumer discretionary and realty stocks, while profit booking was seen in IT, power and capital goods stocks. On the broader markets front, mid-cap index was up 0.96%, while the small-cap index closed with gains of just 0.13%. Now, top Nifty gainers include names like Bajaj Finance, Shree Cement, Bharti Infratel and M&M, while top Nifty losers include names like Power Grid, Tech Mahindra, ONGC and Zee Entertainment. Now, let's also look at stocks and sectors. Well, sectorally, the auto index was up 2.9%, followed by the energy index, which was up 2.4%, and the telecom index rose 2.2%. While profit-taking was seen in sectors like IT, which fell 1.4%, followed by the power index, which was down 0.6%, and the capital goods index closed with losses of 0.3%. Now, volume spike of more than 100% was seen in stocks like Page Industries, SBI Life, Jubilant Foodworks, HDFC Life, Shree Cement, Idea Cellular, and NCC. Long buildup was seen in stocks like Idea Cellular, SBI Life, Chola Finance, NCC as well as Mahindra and Mahindra. While short buildup was seen in stocks like Bharat Forge, Page Industries, Kotak Mahindra Bank and Zee Entertainment. Well, at a time when both Sensex and Nifty recovered from the lows, more than 60 stocks on the BSE hit a fresh 52-week high. That includes names like Vaibhav Global, Ruchi Soya, Dhanuka Agri, Adani Green and Granules India. Now, let's also look at stocks which were in focus based on the news flow. Well, Mahindra and Mahindra share price jumped over 7% post the March quarter results. Tata Power Company stock price gained over 1% after the company's arm completed sale of 3 Capesize ships to German company for around about $213 million. Kaplan Point Laboratories stock price jumped over 6% after the company's subsidiary Kaplan Sterlase was granted final approval from the US FDA for its drug. Salasa Techno Engineering share price gained over 4% after the company entered into a supply agreement with American Tower Company, that is ATC. IT stocks remained in focus. In fact, they ended the session with some losses between 1-3%. Amid reports that US President Donald Trump is considering suspending a number of employment visas, including the H-1B. Maruti Suzuki stock price was up over 2% with the company's rolling out Bharat Stage 6 compliant CNG variant of Celerio. Now, let's also look at how Nifty is placed in terms of technicals. While Nifty formed a bullish candle on the daily charts, it closed above its 50 days exponential moving average placed at 9642. However, it faced resistance near its 5 days exponential moving average placed at 10,000 levels. Now, it formed a bearish candle on the weekly charts and going forward, the index is likely to consolidate near current levels and the upside still remains capped towards its 100 days moving average placed on about 10,206. Now, Mazen Mohammed of Chartview India says that a break above 10,328 is required for the bulls to take control. On the downside, 9,544 shall remain a sacrosanct support in the short term, and a breach of which on the closing basis shall be read as a trend reversal sign in favor of bears. Now, for the time being, short-term traders are advised to remain neutral on the index for the next session by shifting their focus on stock-specific opportunities. Well, thanks a lot for tuning into this edition of Taking Stock. But do stay log on to moneycontrol.com for more on news, business and economy.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are their own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.